It's Texas Standard Time.
The president on Monday released orders that changes be made to the current asylum proceedings, effectively making it harder to apply. These changes will undoubtedly be challenged in court, so write reporters for Politico, who have been following this story. Here to talk more about what's going on is Ted Hessen. He's employment and immigration reporter for Politico. Ted, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Could you explain what changes to the asylum process the president has ordered?
Yes, the president issued a memo on Monday night, and in that memo, he called for the heads of the Department of Homeland Security and Justice to start work on a series of regulations that would toughen the asylum process and speed it up. And essentially, what he's looking to do is to, one, put fees onto asylum applications, and right now there aren't fees associated with an asylum application, so that would be a new hurdle for people that applied. Two, to restrict who can actually apply for work authorization while they're seeking asylum, and he called for people that are caught or attempt to cross the border illegally to be barred from applying for work authorization. And then three, he tried to limit what other sorts of relief you could seek while you're pursuing asylum. So all this taken together will just make the process tougher for people that are trying to seek refuge in the U.S.
I think the proposed fee is something that really caught people's attention. Is this the first time that a fee would be assigned to the American application process of asylum? And do you know if this is something other countries do?
Yeah, there are of about 147 countries that are a party to international conventions that require asylum. There's only a handful that actually charge some sort of fee associated with this. Australia, Canada, New Zealand. So there are some familiar names of places where they are putting a hurdle to people applying for this benefit. But in general, it's pretty rare.
I mean, I think a lot of people, we've seen the, you know, the caravans, for example, of migrants. I mean, people walking barefoot. I mean, these aren't people who are loaded with cash. What potential ramifications would this have among those seeking asylums? And do we know what would happen if someone couldn't pay?
Well, as some people have said, the very nature of being a genuine asylum seeker means that you probably left your home country in
right.
a hurry. I mean, even if you had some assets back in your home country, you didn't have time to liquidate them. Maybe you needed that money to transit up to the U.S. I mean, it's widely reported that paying smugglers costs, you know, upwards of $7,000-$8,000. So some people who are pro-migrant and pro-asylum would say that this is just presenting a hurdle where there doesn't need to be one.
You and your co-reporter Wesley Morgan write that the Trump administration has experimented with a range of policies to discourage the arrival of Central American families and children at the border, but without much discernible success. Would you say these proposals are also experiments?
I mean, I think it's hard not to look at these things as experimental. One, they seem to be throwing so much to the wall as far as different policies to discourage asylum seekers. If you remember back in November, Trump signed an order that put into place what was called an asylum ban. And that essentially said that anyone caught crossing the border or who entered the U.S. between ports of entry would be banned from seeking asylum. And within weeks, a federal judge actually blocked that policy. But again, you see that they're sort of going through a succession of different policies to try and send a message that the U.S. is not a welcoming place to seek asylum. But on the flip side, while all this is happening, the number of people arriving at the border only appears to be going up.
Well, you mentioned court challenges. What do you expect the timeline to be for when we might see the first challenges to these?
Well, you have to remember that this memo Trump signed on Monday did not actually put anything into effect. It told the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Attorney General to start working on regulations that would make these changes. So, you know, there's no timeline, set timeline on even when the regulations could come. And if they're following the normal regulatory process, I mean, a regulation can take years to put into effect. If they try and do it in an expedited way, as they've tried to do with some of these other asylum measures, it's still going to take them weeks or maybe even months, I would imagine. I mean, so first you have to get the regulations out. As for court challenges, they could come very soon on the heels of them being into play.
Ted Hessen is an employment and immigration reporter for Politico. We'll have a link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Thanks again, Ted.
Thanks for having me.